Professor Tom Johnson knows how important Sacagawea is to the Eastern Shoshone. There's a heroic statue of the Indian icon in Wyoming's Wind River Reservation next to a gravestone bearing her name.
Everybody said that she was buried there and that she died at the age of probably 100. The old woman told stories about traveling and meeting the first white men who came through the area.
At the turn of the last century, those stories convinced a University of Wyoming anthropologist that Sacagawea came back to Wind River decades after helping Lewis and Clark in their trip across America. Johnson, in a new book, says it's not true. The woman buried in Sacagawea's grave is someone else, someone the Shoshone called Parivo, a name that means chief woman and diplomat.
She was one of the most important persons in the tribe. And this, by the way, contradicts a lot of things that anthropologists have been saying for years about the role of women among Plains Indians. They have said that women had a very minor and insignificant role.
Parivo helped negotiate the treaty that ended the Indian wars in the region. She was a respected political and spiritual leader for the Shoshone. Johnson's wife Helen says, by contrast, Sacagawea was only a slave when she met Lewis and Clark, and she died of fever at a young age in South Dakota.
It whitewashes what really Sacagawea was, and it dishonors her. She was a slave who suffered greatly. And if we change her into someone who has a happy ending, it somehow makes that a little bit better.
Tom and Helen Johnson's newly released book is titled, Also Called Sacagawea, Chief Woman's Stolen Identity. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.